And now this note, Salmeh Khalilzad earned his bachelor's and master's degrees from the American University in Beirut, Lebanon. There are other prominent American universities in Athens, Armenia, Bulgaria, London, Paris, and Rome. None of them actually in America, as you'll note, and it got us wondering how come they get to call themselves American universities. It's a good question for the explainer feature from our partners at the online magazine Slate. Here's Slate editor Andy Bowers.
Actually, anyone can call their school American. However, the most respected universities have a U.S.-based charter as private, nonprofit institutions and maintain administrative offices in the United States. An American-style education is also important. That means classes are taught in English and students earn degrees by accruing credits. In the standard European system, by contrast, a student gets a degree after completing a full program of study, and all the exams are held until the very end. American universities tend to have a liberal arts focus, broad academic majors, and a certain degree of faculty self-governance. In many cases, overseas American universities seek U.S. accreditation. That makes it easier for foreign students to transfer credits to stateside universities. But accreditation has to be renewed every few years. That poses problems in countries undergoing political turmoil. The American University of Beirut, which has been around since 1866, lost its status when American officials were unable to visit during Lebanon's civil war. The school in Beirut began as a religious institution in the 19th century. Other foreign American universities spun off from U.S. schools. The American University of Athens, for example, used to be an extension of Boston University. The clientele for these schools varies by location. The American universities of Beirut and Cairo tend to attract relatively few Americans. The American University of Paris attracts a lot of American students on study abroad programs and maintains a diverse student body. In the past 10 years or so, new American universities have popped up in the United Arab Emirates, Dubai, Kuwait, and Kyrgyzstan.
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor. That explainer researched by Daniel Engberg.